let's talk a little bit about some of the challenges that the growers have been facing with insect and pest management and some of the problems that, they've been having over the last couple of years.
Well, the growers always have challenges with insects. Obviously, it's something they really have to deal with in order to maintain all the yields. Certainly, in the last couple of years, they've had challenges with a number of insects, whether they're corn earworm or a number of army worms and so on, western bean cut worm and so on. But more importantly, corn rootworm has been something that they've been dealing with, and it's been very challenging. I mean, it had been challenging for a long time, but recently there have been a number of pockets and areas across the corn belt where very high populations and so on that have been challenging, traded corn, particularly with just a single mode of action. So, and this is particularly true in farms where they've been using corn on corn for, many years, most of them, longer than 3, 4, or 5 years. And so they have, in some places, very high populations, and they've seen some unexpected damage in some of those locations.
We were on a panel this morning, and one of the interesting things that was brought up is that we're not sure if resistance is actually the issue or what the problem is. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think what we do know, there's been a lot of debate on the definition of resistance, and that debate continues. As I mentioned earlier, there was a scientific advisory panel that EPA held just recently, and one of the questions that they had among the 6 questions was, how to define resistance. And so that debate is going to continue. What we do know, though, is that we know that in some of these corn-on-corn areas, you do have very high pressure. And the pressure is high enough that growers have been seeing, in some of those, been seeing higher damage than, say, the typical 1 on a scale of 0 to 3. And so that's what we call unexpected damage. And so that's something we do know. Whether it's resistance or not, that's something that's still being looked at. But I think what's key is that actions need to be taken. When a grower has unexpected damage, i.e. higher than 1, more than they typically see, they need to go back and evaluate the situation and see what the issue is. Most of them, like I said, corn on corn for many years, and so they need to put a program together to be able to diminish that population, one of which could be rotating to a non-corn, particularly non-host crop, particularly things like soybean, for instance. And so so those are the things that we do know, and we continue to work with growers on putting these programs together in place. We put recommendations out of how to manage. I think that's the key. They need to manage it now and not wait until you know whether it's resistance or not, because it takes a year or two before you can know whether that was or was not. And so what we're recommending is, if they have an issue today, they have unexpected damage, then they need to go to our decision tree, customize that to their local situation, work with the local agronomist, their local extension agent, if he or she exists there, and put a program together to be able to deal with the issue today. And that also would help with long-term durability of the technology as well.